Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. Michelle Spring in the newsroom. Is it Friday? Why, indeed it is. So glad you're coming along for the ride. Of course, if you want to join us, you can simply send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Also, our Weaver Appliance text line, another way to get in touch, 330-339-9399. Same number you can call, too. We're active on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That, by the way, is where you can find our poll questions today for a Poll Question Friday. Also, we're streaming all the time online, WTUZ.com. Our all-new revamped and reworked WTUZ.com. By the way, that was just unveiled earlier this week on Monday. Chances to win today and so much more. Of course, morning quickies, what's new for your weekend next hour. We're jam-packed. Don't go anywhere. More after this on 99.9. It's 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. It is Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring. She's over in the newsroom on a Friday. Your morning drive brought to you by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Not a dangerous drive for some like it may have been yesterday. A little more tame. I was actually able to go the speed limit today, Michelle.
That's good.
So that was a plus, indeed.
Yes.
You do have our morning headlines, morning quickies after that. Take it away.
Drugs, cash, and other paraphernalia was collected during a Thursday house raid in Beach City. Over a month-long investigation, Detective Sergeant Phil Valdez has been investigating the trafficking of large amounts of crystal methamphetamine. Charges are pending against the primary suspect, 38-year-old Anthony Ronicar, who was on parole at the time of his arrest. In state headlines, Governor-elect Mike DeWine, in his current role as Ohio's Attorney General, has filed a motion seeking dismissal of a lawsuit attempting to force Ohio to redraw its 16 congressional districts before the 2020 election. The suit is scheduled for trial in federal court in March. Cleveland.com reports those suing to get the districts redrawn argue Ohio's congressional map violates voters' constitutional rights by entrenching partisan advantage. DeWine's recent motion argues plaintiffs can't prove harm. For more local and state headlines, be sure to visit us at our newly revamped WTUZ.com.
That is right. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
It is a Friday as we kick off the weekend. Later, your chance to win $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. And also, we have a half off today, our half off business of the week, Sublime Smoke, where folks can get a $15 gift card for only $7.50. Deals button at, like Michelle said, the all-new revamped WTUZ.com.
Right.
Yesterday, I've never been more jealous of a person in my life.
Who?
Than I was of you, Michelle
what?
Spring. Oh. You, my dear, once you left here, I don't know, around after picture day, I don't know what time it was, noon or so, we'll call it noon.
Right.
You basically had like 6 hours
right.
of nothing
freedom.
But Michelle Spring time. All to yourself.
I know.
How were you able to manage all of that?
I don't know. I took a nap.
Yeah, what did you do, by the way, for 6 hours? But do you realize I would pay money to have 6 hours alone by myself?
I don't know. I went home, and I actually found myself like, do I want to clean? Do I want to relax? Do I want to clean? But I took a nap. And honestly, it took me a while to fall asleep. I had to watch a couple episodes of Bravo, you know, some Vanderpump Rules, maybe some Watch What Happens Live. And then I finally decided, come on, just relax and take a nap. You have time to yourself. Just do it.
How long was this snooze of yours?
Well, I had to get up because I had a meeting at 5:30 and then dinner. So I got up around 3:30. 3:34. It was
gotcha.
Like 3:45. So I napped for about 2 hours.
Hey, that's a nice hefty one right there.
Right. I mean, we get up really early, and I think people sometimes judge us because we have to take a nap. But we get up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know?
I'm cranky at night if I don't get that little snooze.
Right, right. And if you want me to like stay up past a certain time, I have to take a nap.
Then my wife, like, we're 80. Did you nap today? No, dear, you had me build a bookshelf, remember? Kind of how that goes.
Right, right. Yeah, that is how it
I'm glad you enjoyed your time, though.
I did.
And then you had a ladies' night out after all that.
I know. We had a girls' night out.
Golly, I mean.
I know. And you know what? I actually don't know how I woke up this morning because we were out pretty late for us old folk.
For a Thursday night. Although Thursday nights are kind of.
That used to be the night.
Yeah, that used to be the night. At least when we were kids, that used to be the night.
And you know what? We went to a local restaurant here, and it was so busy. We went to Uncle Primo's, and I thought, for a Thursday, this place is so busy. I guess I just never realized it, because, you know, usually we're in bed by this time.
Thursday's the new Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Maybe.
In college, Thursday was the night to go out, because there was all these specials, you know? That was like the night, because nobody scheduled classes on Friday.
Yeah, when you're young and going to school, who does anything on a Friday? That's officially when the weekend started on Friday.
Exactly. Oh, hey, that's funny.
This is crazy because, you know, I would see billboards of this missing girl, Jamie Clausen Canton, driving, you know, back and forth to work and stuff. They found this Wisconsin teenager yesterday.
I heard about this. I don't think I've ever heard this story until this morning.
Yeah, if you aren't aware, it's crazy. This Wisconsin teenager, she was 13. Her parents were killed in her home, and then she was kidnapped. Well, what they assumed, she was kidnapped. Now, she was found yesterday. They have a suspect in custody. We don't know anything about that suspect.
He's 21.
Okay, so we do know
that.
I did
hear that,
all right. There's some news conference planned today in Barron, Wisconsin. But this girl was found like less than an hour from her house in Gordon, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Some lady was out walking her dog, stumbled upon her. She said her jaw hit the floor, then went and pounded on her neighbor's door, said, "Call 911. It's Jamie Claus." And Jamie actually went into the lady's house. They offered her food, water. She didn't want anything. They say her emotions were pretty much flat. She remained pretty silent the whole time. Who knows what this girl has been through or what's happened to her. She's been missing since October the 15th. Don't know if she witnessed her parents get killed. I mean, it's just a crazy.
So sad.
It's one of these stories you'll see on, like, Discovery ID or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? One of these crime shows.
Or Dateline.
Yeah, it'll be a Dateline show.
It reminds me almost of the three girls that were found in Cleveland.
Yes.
Do you remember that story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Many more layers to that one, though.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. That house is no longer
Demolished it.
Right. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, they demolished it. But those girls were there. They were stuck there for years.
10 years.
I remember I was in Texas at that time. That was mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I got to meet Michelle Knight.
And, did you?
Yeah, she was pretty nice. She was, you could tell that there were, she's definitely, it's caused some I wouldn't say damage, but.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, I mean,
no,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like hard to, you can tell that she's jaded a little bit. And it's rightfully so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she had part of her life taken away from her.
A lot. Yeah, she was there the longest. I think she was there for maybe 11 years.
Cool.
And then Amanda Berry, 10, and then Gina, 8, maybe? I don't know.
Where is the dead giveaway guy? Who is that again? Charles?
Ariel Castro.
No, that's the victim.
Oh, the...
Not the victim. That's the guy who did it.
The
all.
Guy that...
the dead giveaway. The black guy, the black neighbor who found everybody. Dead yeah. giveaway.
He's so dead. Funny.
Charles, what was his name?
I don't remember, but I think he's still in the Cleveland area.
Is he? I know he wrote a book and did, you know, the whole circuit, late night talk
God,
shows
so
and all
funny.
That stuff.
He was really funny, because didn't he say something about McDonald's, and somebody gave him
he
a
said drink? He was eating McDonald's.
At yes, the... and he got, like, a lifetime supply of McDonald's
good
or something.
Good for him, I mean.
Hold on, the man that found Man Barry.
Yeah, I think it was Charles something, if I'm not mistaken.
Charles Ramsey.
Ramsey, okay.
Yes. That's so funny.
Yeah. Dead giveaway.
Amanda Berry now works for Channel 8. She does...
that's right. I remember seeing that.
She does a lot of features for missing and exploited children. So I think that's really great how full circle she's coming back around and is now helping people. That's
I would agree.
Awesome.
Hey, it is a poll question Friday.
It is.
As, like I said, we help you kick off the weekend. I want help with the wording on the second one, but the first one is up now.
Okay.
Men in scarves. Basically, yes or no. You guys can vote on that one. We'll discuss that later, Michelle. But should men wear scarves? That's the first poll question. Second one, when is the last time you wrote a check? Now, I don't know how I should word this. Like, give them two options to vote within the past 12 months. Should that be an option? So within, like, the past calendar year.
Right, or within the last
or longer
years.
Than 12, or, you know, 12 months or longer.
Yeah.
Within the past calendar year, or has it been...
Or not.
Longer than a year.
Wow, that's a good one.
So... There you go. If you want to add something, feel free.
Well,
that's all I have.
Didn't we talk about
right
one yesterday?
With all of our technology issues and everything today.
Yes.
That's all I was able to come up with this at that point.
Didn't we think of one yesterday?
Well, wasn't it about Freddy Kitchens? But Big Z Sports put one up.
Oh, that's lame.
So not to copy them. You guys can go vote on theirs if you want. So... Are you booing Big Z Sports?
No, I'm just booing. They stole.
Booing the situation.
Stole my idea.
They stole your act.
Stole my idea.
Like that Eminem stole my act. Slim Shady. Now look where I am. You sound echoey right now for some reason.
Probably because my door is open.
Hold on. I sound echoey too. Do I sound echoey to you? No?
I don't know.
Yeah, the phone's ringing. Do you see it? Anyway, they probably think it's their chance to win right now, which it's not. I'm just going to continue to
Oh, they hung up. They must have heard you. Call them out.
Anyway. Hey, what's new for your weekend? Albums, Michelle, your boy with his new one out today. Randy Houser's Magnolia.
Ooh, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Is out today. Also, a surprise release today. An acoustic EP from Dan and Shay. Just a short album. On this acoustic album, you have Speechless, Tequila, of course, all acoustic songs, and I don't know what else they put on there, but they surprised us all and released it today. Next week, you have Cody Johnson releasing his new album. It's his first major label debut for the Texas artist, and then Ronnie Millsap with his Duets album. So that'll be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Next month, Florida Georgia Line, Cassidy Pope, Trisha Yearwood's Frank Sinatra cover album. That is
I'm
February.
I'm interested to hear that.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
See how she reworked some of those a little bit.
Right.
In theaters today, The Upside with Kevin Hart, Bryan Cranston, Nicole Kidman. It's where Cranston's like paralyzed or he's like wheelchair bound or something, right? And Kevin Hart has to take care of him.
Oh.
From the previews I've seen. So, apparently Kevin Hart kind of goes outside of himself a little bit in this role. You see another
side
another side of him.
Right, yeah. Okay. I like that. That's exciting.
In theater still, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. The Mule. The Grinch. Grinch still in theaters, huh? Ralph Breaks the Internet. Yeah, I know. And Bohemian Rhapsody, which is now, Michelle, a sing-along.
I know how you feel about this.
And like close to 1,000 theaters throughout the country. You could just sing along in your car on your way to go see that film. But they're still going to make buku bucks off this. You know people are going to go.
Oh, for sure.
They'll probably give everybody 3D glasses.
Because then you get to know all the words. You hate it. You hate everything about it.
It's just so corny.
Well, I mean, to each their own.
So cheesy. Or as you may say, so ches.
That is, you can, okay. Time out. You can't abbreviate certain words.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't just like, what did you say? So Chez?
Chez. Chez? I feel like I've heard you say that before.
No, dude. I've never said or no, I can't even talk.
I've never said or says Chez ever.
I've never said Chez or whatever you just said ever.
Hey, available now to rent by your stream, First Man, where Ryan Gosling portrays one Neil Armstrong. From the good old state of Ohio. No mention of Ohio in this film, which is blasphemy. But I'm still going to watch it because I'm a space nerd. And a space nut. That's out today. Next week, Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis will be out for everybody. If you're a Red Boxer or however you get your...
People still use Red Box?
Motion pictures? I don't know.
You know what? That's a good poll question. Because why would you use Red Box when you have to pay for it when you can just buy Netflix for a month?
But a lot of times, the new things that come out on Redbox aren't available on Netflix right off the bat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess you're right.
And Medbox, I mean, they used to, back in the day, I used to get DVDs, like, mailed to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That was Netflix.
That was Netflix, how they originally did it.
That was before they did before how it is now.
Before the 21st century.
Right. Because they would mail them to you. You'd have like a certain amount of time, I think, to watch it, and then you'd have to mail it back.
The great thing about those DVDs, you did not have to rewind them before you returned them. You know?
Please be kind and rewind.
I'm so glad that you finished my sentence right there.
Yes, that's so funny.
Hey, also, what is new for your weekend? Michelle, we're going to be celebrating on Monday. It's a special holiday. Tell us what it is.
It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Are you one of those?
I am one of those.
I expect to see pictures.
Okay.
My wife used to do it back in the day, and now we're worried about just dressing two twin boys. Screw our dogs. They're lucky if they get fed. No, I'm just kidding. They get fed. They're well taken care of. So here's the deal. Later on this morning, we'll throw up a post and a little picture for you. And throughout the weekend, leading up until Monday, we want to see photos of your pet dressed up or not, preferably dressed up. And then courtesy of Pets Place, big shout out to them. Courtesy of Pets Place in New Philadelphia, who sponsors our Lost and Found as well at WTUZ.com. They're going to be handing out not only one, but two gift baskets as we pick the top best dogs on
or
cats. It's just pets in general. It doesn't have to be a dog. See, I was,
we got a bunny rabbit.
I was profiling right there. That was pet profiling.
That was. There you go.
Bunny rabbits, cats, obviously canines. What other animal could you dress up?
Maybe a lizard?
Your chimpanzee. Whatever you have.
If you've got a chimpanzee, I'm going to need to see this. Right?
Pimp the chimp. I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing.
I'm in rare form today.
Yeah, we know.
monitor our social media pages later on this morning and throughout the weekend for your chance to win as we take you up until Monday, which is, it's national, right? Dress up your pet day?
Yeah.
All right. I expect maybe you want to bring in your pets all dressed up.
Should I bring in my dogs on Monday?
Well, you have like eight of them.
I have three. I'll bring in one. I'll bring in the husky because Jared loves huskies.
He is a husky man at heart. Don't know what that means. Hey, it's Poll Question Friday. We have questions up right now for all of you. First one real quick. Should men wear scarves? Do you want some results right now on this one?
Yeah, tell me.
65% of Z Country says sure, why not? Why can't men wear scarves?
Exactly.
I'll tell you why next hour. And then, when is the last time you wrote a check? That's our other poll question. Within the past 12 months or longer than 12 months, 71%.
I'm shocked by this.
Now, it just went to 72%. Within the past 12 months, they've written a check. Somebody on the text line said, let me see where this is at.
Oh, I saw that. The Twin City one.
Twin City Water doesn't accept credit or debit. It's literally 2019.
Come on, Twin City. Get it together.
Credit or debit.
It's 2019.
Cash or check only, please.
I'm kind of shocked right now. 72% within the last 12 months. We must have an older demographic,
I could care
right?
less about that. I mean, the scarf thing is what's blowing my mind.
Oh, jeez.
I want to fill somebody's tank or your belly, whatever. Gas, snacks, beverages, it's available to you at Bell Stores Marathon. I have $25 to Bell Stores that could be yours. We'll go text line 330-339-9399 on our Weaver Appliance text line. The keyword is Bell Stores. Include your name. It will help me pick a winner. Hey, Tim Tebow got engaged. Did you hear about this?
Congrats to him.
He's a South African native. She was Miss Universe a couple years ago.
She's gorgeous.
In 2017. I don't think I know what she looks like.
She's gorgeous.
She has like four names. Demi Lee Nell Peters, right?
Yeah.
That's her name?
Mm-hmm.
What's with all the hyphens and names?
Maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
But Tebow,
he's a catch.
Yeah, he's 31 now. Mm. Posted photos of himself down on one knee. She's 23, and you see the engagement ring and everything else.
Gorgeous.
I didn't see the ring. I'm sure it's out of this world.
Yeah, you know what? Tim Tebow, he's one of those, he's up there for me.
That Tim Tebow.
Tebow. I mean, he's a good guy inside and out, and he's cute and athletic.
And didn't he reveal some time ago that he's a Christian, but didn't he reveal he was a virgin still?
Oh, I
don't know if I made
that
up. Like him and The Bachelor, they could be hanging out together.
The Bachelor?
The current Bachelor is a virgin. Did you know that?
No. See, listen, I don't get into that kind of a trashy TV. I mean, I watch trashy TV, like the Kardashians and the Housewives, mm-hmm. but The Bachelor is like a whole new level for me.
Yeah, that dude's Colton Underwood, he's a virgin. That's like the catch this year.
Oh, cool.
Which is crazy.
That's exciting.
I mean, I guess. But here's the thing. Okay, say you're one of the gals on the show trying to get The Bachelor.
Right.
Who's a virgin? Okay, and then you're his first, okay?
Okay. And then
it just goes downhill from there because the guy's going to finally find out, oh, that was, hey, I like that. That's actually kind of fun. Then he's going to want to try this. He's going to want to try that. What is this like? What's a redhead like? You know.
Oh,
and then it's just, so this, whoever he picks, it's doomed from the start, is what I'm saying.
Maybe not. Maybe he found his true love. It's out there. True love is out there.
For everyone.
Yes. I can't get into The Bachelor. It's just, those girls are just so desperate.
What about The Bachelorette?
Same.
Does that do it for you?
No, can't do it. I'll be honest, I used to watch it. But then as I got older, I just saw
the desperation.
Desperation of these women to get married. I'm like, ugh. And they do like crazy things like dress up in these costumes to try and get his attention, and then they get all drunk, and I don't know. It's just too much for me.
That is television gold.
Right.
A bunch of women in a mansion after one man drinking.
I don't know. Is it a little bit degrading to women, The Bachelor?
I mean, they do it to themselves, I guess.
You're right.
Because most of them are on there knowing that, I mean, let's be honest, okay? True love, it's not necessarily going to happen like that.
No.
All the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Chances are.
How many success stories are there from that show? Like four?
If that. You might be right.
Right.
A handful.
I can probably name three.
So they're going on there to get famous.
Oh, not necessarily 100%. Get famous.
But they're 15 minutes.
Right.
You know what
I mean? And I can't. Mm. Sorry. I'd rather stick to the Kardashians and the Housewives, who are not much better, to be honest.
Right.
But whatever.
It's still on the
garbage. Trashy side.
It's still in that mindless TV category.
Right. And that's kind of what you want sometimes. You just want to like tune the world out.
You
want to
turn your brain off.
Mindless television.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like it. But The Bachelor, I can't do that one. That one's too much for me.
Hey, this guy got his 15 minutes of fame yesterday.
Idiot.
The naked motorist chase that went through two states.
Oh, okay.
From Delaware into Pennsylvania. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Now, I don't know. It doesn't specify what originally he was being pulled over for, if it was for speeding or for, in fact, driving while naked. But police eventually had to use spike strips. Be careful now, though, with those spike strips. To apprehend a naked motorist who led officers on a chase through, Delaware and Pennsylvania, the good old Keystone State. Delaware State Police began pursuing this guy after he was spotted traveling. Again, finally, they realized he had no clothes on, but they still had to apprehend the gentleman.
Oh, my gosh.
29-year-old from Harrisburg, PA, is now in custody. Taken to a hospital, too, for mental evaluation. You know, if you're driving while naked. It can't be a charge to drive naked.
Can
it be?
I don't know. We should ask an official. Maybe Sheriff Campbell, if he's listening, he can call us and tell us.
Oh, there we go. He's getting out of the car now. Getting out of the car. And he's naked. He's naked, wearing no clothes. No clothes. You can need the helicopter. Do the helicopter for me.
I can do a helicopter.
He's wearing no clothes. He has no clothes.
Yeah, I don't know what would possess someone. Although, there are times... I mean, I could never imagine, like, forgetting that I wasn't wearing anything and walk out to my car. But there have been times where I realize that I have, like, my house slippers on or, like, my pajama pants. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I forgot to change. You know what I mean?
There's been more times than I am ashamed to admit this. There's been more than once in the morning I've gotten in the shower with my socks still on.
Michelle,
I wake up so early. I like to sleep with socks on.
Okay.
And nothing but socks.
Ew. So
I didn't say the socks were on my feet. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But no, sometimes I brush my teeth and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, my socks are still on. And then, you know, soak them off.
Soggy socks. Gross.
Hey, also another dumb criminal story for you. Police say a woman broke her way into a police station, Pennsylvania police station, all just to look for an officer she's had a crush on ever since he arrested her about a year ago. Oh. Ashley Keister, what a name, used a large cigarette butt receptacle outside of the police station to smash glass doors into the building. This all happened in the wee hours. Once inside, she was rummaging through filing cabinets, trying to find out anything she could about this hot police officer that arrested her, like I said, about a year ago. Apparently, she's been under investigation for harassing this officer who did arrest her. She's been sending him some messages via social media, sliding into his DMs there, Michelle.
DMs.
And also would call 911 just to talk to him. Yeah, hello, 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, hello. Is that you? Ma'am, what's your emergency? Are you still breathing? Are you okay? What are you wearing?
Stop. Too much.
Breaks into the police station. She's probably going to be staying there.
Probably
going to
be staying there,
while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what someone asked me about yesterday? You remember my...
Please tell me.
My police incident at New Philadelphia Police Station?
Just come take me, bro.
Yeah,
someone
asked me about that yesterday, and I thought, wow, people really did love that story. Like, it was just, I don't know.
Larry on the text line says the naked driver, it's called indecent exposure.
But
are you exposing yourself? You're in your car driving.
Well, I mean, you're going to eventually have to get out of that vehicle,
yeah,
right?
Well, you can slide some shorts on if you wanted. You don't necessarily, you know what I mean?
Gross. That's too much.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not one to drive in the nude.
Me neither.
I have the seat warmer and everything else. And
oh my gosh,
stay comfy.
I love my seat warmer.
Seat warmer is life.
It is. It comes in clutch during the winter months, for sure.
My wife does not have a seat warmer, so when we went out and about last weekend, and she doesn't get in my car much, but she forgot I did have the seat warmer. I go, babe,
so
you can.
Nice.
I go, babe, you can warm your butt over there. She goes, oh my god, I forgot. And I mean, she goes, next car she buys, it has to have
a seat warmer.
Has to.
It just gets you warmer faster, I think. No?
Most important part, warm.
Makes you feel all warm and cozy inside.
Then it trickles down your legs and everything else. It's a poll question Friday. Questions are up now. Do you have them up over there?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, men wearing a scarf, what are your thoughts? And 63% say, sure, why not?
Listen, men in scarves, it's just, I feel like it's not meant for a man.
Why? I think it's very fashion forward.
I just feel like it's not a masculine thing, a scarf.
I think it looks good. Like it's, metrosexual, that's the word. I like it. I think it looks really good. Have you ever seen I think there's a Calvin Klein ad with Tyson Beckford, and I think he's wearing a scarf. Looks great.
But where is he wearing this scarf? Why do you like the photos?
Neck, oh, okay. You dork. Oh, my gosh. So 72% say, sure, why not? I think that's, I'm with them. You say no.
Yeah, I'm just not down with the scarves.
I know. The next poll question is, when was the last time that you wrote a check? I have not written a check in well over 2 years.
Becky Pierce says today.
Today?
Now, listen, if you own a business or something, you can print checks. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I mean, like, I should have specified, like, personal check to, like, pay a bill.
Well, I think
or
that's
to,
what people generally mean.
You know, like, my grandma sends me a birthday card with the $5 check, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, grandma needs to up the price because you're in your 30s now. You've got twin boys.
Honey, did you get your check?
Oh, that's funny. But it's funny because
I can't tell you the last time. It's had to be close to 5 years, maybe more.
5 years?
It's been a long time.
For real?
I can't tell you the last time I wrote a check. I know when I moved back here from Texas to Ohio and opened up a new bank account and everything else.
Yeah.
I know I didn't ask for checks. So ever since then, I know. And I could go back to trace the Texas days. I mean, I'd be willing to say it's been 5 years.
I think Chad writes checks. Some companies don't accept them yet. Wasn't it? There was a lady on the text line that said somewhere in Twin City they don't accept checks. So I think some people haven't gone to the new technology to where you can accept credit or debit cards.
Mm.
I don't know.
Whatever you do, though, do not, I repeat, do not write a check. You know what, cannot cash, right? That popular saying?
Well, I don't know that
You never
saying.
Heard that saying?
Uh-uh.
Don't write a check, your blank can cash.
I've never heard that.
It's just a popular saying.
Oh, okay. Well,
I guess not around these parts.
Sorry. I've never heard that one. You teach me something new every day.
I try, Michelle.
Yes,
I try.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke is here. She has Z News. We'll see what she can maybe teach us. Also, I want her to answer these poll questions.
I bet
as
you she's
well.
Used a check.
We'll find out.
Well, she's a little bit older than us. So
whoa.
She, well, because I find that people that are older than me still stick to checks. I love Brooke, but she's maybe 2 or 3 years older than me and you. And I think she might still be in that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
She slammed
my door open.
You know, I see one Joanne.
You scared the crap out of me.
Why are you looking at me, Brooke? I mean, like that came out of my mouth.
You literally just scared the crap out of me, the door.
All right, Michelle, I'm going to save you.
Hold.
You guys, I want to witness this cat fight, so I'm out of here. I'm out. 99.9 WTUZ, your kind of country. Toby Keith, Babbling Brooke is here.
Hi.
And also, someone needs to explain herself.
Listen.
Old comment.
She's not old. I just said that she's... from a different generation.
I'm just...
What? I don't know.
That just
was digging.
You just
she's
made
digging.
That. You just made it sound
no,
worse.
Okay. I don't mean it like that. She was brought up to learn how to use a checkbook, and we weren't. We were kind of like, right?
So, okay. I don't think I've ever balanced a checkbook.
Joanne does it every day out there.
Yeah, I don't balance. I'll still write things in there. But I don't ever go back over it and make sure it matches with my bank statement.
Right,
I just don't do that.
If I ever want to see how much money I don't have, I just go to the Chase app on my phone.
Right.
Log
that's
right
what
in.
I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I use the apps and stuff too.
You could go across the street, swipe your debit card right now, and then immediately look on your phone and it would have it right there.
Brooke, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Listen, I'm just, it's all good.
No, I know.
It's all right. I mean, we all get older. You can't stop it.
No, you can't.
You know, it just happens.
Mm. Sometimes
just gotta roll with it.
Yeah.
Some age gracefully.
Oh.
Right?
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just making a statement.
Okay.
Hey, Z News us.
Okay, I will do that. In this day in history, in 1908, President Theodore Roosevelt places the Grand Canyon under public protection, declaring it a national monument. In 1935, Amelia Earhart began an 18-hour trip from Honolulu to Oakland. That made her the first person to fly solo across any part of the Pacific Ocean. In 2000, authorities at an airport in Hawaii say they found a half ounce of marijuana in Whitney Houston's bag. She caught her flight before she could be arrested.
That's the way to do it.
It is. And in 2009, the movie Slumdog Millionaire won 4 Golden Globes, including Best Drama. The late Heath Ledger won Best Supporting Actor for The Dark Knight. Holidays for today, it's National Milk Day. Step in a puddle and splash your friend's day.
There you go. Your so-called friend over here.
Get a ball. And then Secret Pal Day. On TV today, Randy Houser will be on Good Morning America. 90 Day Fiancé Extended Tell All Part 1 will be on at 8. Last Man Standing's on at 8. Ghost Adventures is on at 9. And the Cleveland Orchestra Centennial Celebration will be on at 9. In country news, when Troy Gentry died, he left many brothers in music, of course, and they came together to sell out the inaugural See Ya on the Flip Side benefit on Wednesday night in Nashville. There were a lot of people there. Jimmy Allen, Dierks Bentley, Lee Bryce, Chris Jansen. I mean, you name it, they were there.
We'll be able to see some of it, though.
We will, yes. They're going to be doing a recap of the benefit, airing on CMT on Saturday and Sunday.
So it's all for, I think, cancer research for, of course, Troy Gentry no longer with us, but...
Right.
His whole family was there and everything else, like a tribute show for him.
Yeah.
Just raise money.
Yeah. And then Brad Paisley, he released his breakup music video for Bucked Off. Of course, I think he had a little bit of some breakups in there, along with some rodeo shoots or shots, whatever. So I'm sure it'll be funny.
Shoots
and shots.
He is funny. Yeah.
Hey, Brooke, men in scarves. How do you feel?
I don't mind that.
Okay.
Actually, I don't. I'm with Michelle.
I feel
on
like
that.
Women would be all about it.
Well, yeah, it's cute.
But I feel like if a man would address himself, he'd say, I'm not going to wear a scarf.
If you're cold, you're going to...
Kyle, I don't think, ever wears a scarf.
But if you're cold...
Scarves nowadays are more of a fashion statement than trying to keep somebody warm, I think. I think that's where we're at.
I would agree with that.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's where we're at.
I wear a scarf all the time.
I used to, but I don't anymore. I have a ton of them.
Last time you wrote a check.
Or personal... Well, I was telling... Michelle, that I write checks to our babysitter so she can keep track of stuff for tax purposes.
Okay.
So I do that. And then I think for like my mortgage, I think we still have to write checks for that. I don't think the bank that I use accepts anything else. So those are the main things that I write checks for.
Gotcha. Listen, my daycare loves me, so I walk in there with straight cash, homie, every
week.
There
you go.
I didn't even think about that.
Make it rain.
Uh-huh.
Up in there.
I wonder why she smiles at me every time I walk in there. Hey, somebody wanted to know how old you were, Michelle, after you made that comment.
Oh, my gosh.
I told...
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm 33. Brooke is only a couple years older than
me.
Oh.
I told her. I gave her the rundown over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Miranda, happy birthday to your husband. I'm seeing this late. I hope Tori Gibbs is having a great birthday today. He's 30. And happy birthday to you.
I bet you he doesn't use checks.
All right, ladies. Hey, I hope you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You too.
For sure. Coming up next, news at the top. And remember, at 9, a chance to save money. Sublime Smoke and Bolivar, your half-off business of the week. $15 gift card for $7.50. That's right at 9 a.m. Deals button at WTUZ.com. It's Michael Ray, One That Got Away, 99.9 WTUZ. That is all. Wrapping things up, John Chapman, our daily birthday winner today. And also the winner for the Bell Stores Marathon gas card. It was John, I do believe, John Saylor. So congrats to him again. Now listen to this. Monday, it is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Pets Place is celebrating. We're helping them celebrate, too. They want to hand out two lovely gift baskets for your lucky pet. Now, throughout the weekend, monitor our social media page. Going up here soon will be a post on Facebook, and then all you have to do is read the details, comment with the picture of your pet. Then Monday, we'll pick some winners for a lovely gift basket from Pets Place, all as we celebrate National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Today was a poll question Friday. Thanks for taking part in our poll questions. Those are up on our social media accounts. Podcast section, if you missed any part of today's show, we'll be back on Monday. Michelle and myself, get in touch with us on social media if you feel the need. WTUZ.com to stay up to date with the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in your neck of the woods with community events. And we're streaming there all the time online at WTUZ.com. And remember, if you want to celebrate with us on Monday, National Dress Your Pet Up Day, monitor us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll have a little more fun on Monday morning. That's what it's all about. Have a great weekend, Z Country.